Now we go from the kitchen out into the garden. Charlotte Philcox's favourite flower is the rose, and here is Alison to explain why.
Given the chance to choose a favourite garden flower, I would always go for a fragrant old rose. With so many deliciously scented albers, centifolias, damasks, gallicas, moss and species roses to choose from, even these group names are appetising. I can't resist them, and with the arrival of the June garden visit season, you'll find me buzzing around like some ungainly bee with my nose stuck inside every bloom I can find. In my own garden, Comte de Chambord is a personal favourite, with its soft pink flowers and beautiful scent. I also love deep pink and white striped Rosa Mundi, which is one of the oldest varieties, dating from the 12th century. And Reine des Violettes, with its wonderful perfume, magenta flowers and few thorns. Other gardeners tell me that this rose does especially well on chalky soils. Many people share my passion for old roses, and I was delighted to discover the Historic Roses Group, a national organisation which states its aim as recognising the importance of unique and beautiful older roses. Run by volunteers, a year's membership costs just £15, and as well as offering advice on rose care and identification, study sessions and workshops, it organises tours to beautiful gardens all over the UK and Europe. My favourite rose? That's a tricky one. But the dark red tea, Francis Dubreuil, for its exotic perfume, is a particular favourite. There are many gardens for rose lovers to visit, and in Norfolk, those at 15th century moated manor house Elsing Hall will be open to the public for the National Garden Scheme on Sunday, June the 5th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a famous collection of old roses and many other lovely plants in an atmospheric setting. Elsing Hall is the home of Han Yang Yap and Patrick Lines. "We are lucky enough to have a large collection of old English roses," says Patrick. "They have the most wonderful fragrances and should be looking at their best in early June in time for the open day. Some of our favourites are Fontaine Latour, Madame Alfred Carrière and, of course, good old Albertine. Slightly trickier to get right, but marvellous when it works, is Souvenir du Dr. Jamin. Some years it can be prone to disease, but it was apparently Vita Sackville-West's favourite," he adds.
Thank you, Alison.